Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yo, 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 it's Vision Radio. I am Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I am joined by Nick and our producer, Frank Posai. I hope you're both well, chaps.
Yo.
Well.
Good. Right, what are we going to start the show off with? Nick, tell us everything.
We have two tracks coming out on Vision as Ring Nord, Aerial and Contusion, and they're both very techno-inspired. They're kind of inspired by the time when drum and bass first got inspired by techno, when techno sounds first started getting used in drum and bass and jungle music, which is around the turn of the century, as far as I've experienced it. And that cross-pollination, that era was very inspiring for us, has always been, and in a weird way that aesthetic and the minimalism in it is something that really attracts us at the moment. We don't really know why, but we just made these songs, and I especially really like Aerial because I do think that takes that concept to a new place with the vocals and the strange percussive patterns and stuff. I'm talking a lot. Maybe we should start the song a little bit later.
No, it's great. I'm enjoying listening to this as well. I mean, the crusty old junglist in me wants to argue about the whole techno influence, but maybe we'll leave that for another conversation, because like you say, this is wicked and I want to listen to it as well. Also, big up any people who think of The Little Mermaid when they see the name Ariel. I'm talking to all parents around the world, or really young kids, but if you're listening, please get your parents' permission. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking.
Thank you.
just to add a little bit on what I was saying earlier, there was an influence of techno, I think always really on jungle, in terms of kind of jungle techno, really, really, really early in the early 90s with artists like Jack Smooth. That's techno with a hard K, right. And more of the kind of acid techno style, and also the kind of Belgian techno style as well. But the techno that you mean is that kind of more Detroit, very, very futurist kind of sleek sci-fi kind of style of techno, more that came in more around the kind of Virus style and No U-Turn and stuff like that, really.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other kind of influence of techno, really, in terms of the genre. And this is more the influence of techno on drum and bass rather than the original kind of emergent form of kind of jungle techno in that type of way. But techno's always had a role within this music, but this is definitely does tap into a very, very particular and exciting time when all sorts of labels were really, like, the whole vision was to push it as far into the future and see what you could do, see as much as you could do with the technology as possible.
Yeah, cool. That's cool to hear, because that was before my time, basically.
Definitely. Thank you for making me feel old so early in the show. No, I think I'm quite a bit older, but I wasn't around during that time. But yeah, there's I'm waffling too much for a 1 hour show, and we're playing lots of great music.
Well, it fits. It suits the sample at the end of the song. The "Can You Remember" sample.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we've got TB.
Yes.
The releasing on Flex Up with his album. Yeah. Finally.
Yes.
Obviously, very long awaited, highly anticipated. I'm very happy that it's coming out. I'm just very happy to hear the music moving. You know, big up TB every time. This one's called Ghost Nebula. This next one is Trinist, Do You Think, which came out on the Mission compilation on Vision. And the reason we're playing it is because currently on our Patreon, we have a production breakdown of this track, which is really cool because the production techniques for this particular track are quite extreme. Big up Trinist and big up the Patreon crew.
Massively. We absolutely love you, Patreon crew.
Do you think that I do?
done, Trini. So yeah, check that out on Patreon if you would like to. And now more new Vision sounds. Tell us all about Contusion, Nick.
Well, there's not this song is simple. It's basically very inspired by Conflict, and it does that thing that I just love hearing and making, and it's just what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, and it's an absolute banger. the proper techno flavors there. And if I can apply something that I learned from Tice on a previous show, I think around about the Matzo release, that's a two-bar loop, right? Two-bar loop or half? No, half. Oh, there's half-bar loop, half-bar loop. Yeah, not two-bar loop.
Well, there are half. I think there might be a half-bar loop. Yeah, there's a half-bar loop in there. There's a bar loop in there. There's a two-bar loop. It's actually. It's combinations, but the main groove feels like a one-bar loop. Most of it feels like a one-bar loop, I would say. Yeah, but having a half-bar loop within it definitely makes it feel more techno. Like the way the hat sits in this half-bar loop pattern, I think makes it feel more locked in, for sure.
It's got that momentum to it. I can't wait to play that in my next set, which is coming up very, very soon. But what's coming up next?
Emanu on Dead Beats with yes. Falling Apart. Some delicious production. Yeah, really nice. Big up.
big up Amano, Amano, and anybody. Big love and meaningful thoughts towards anybody who feels like they're falling apart right now, because the world does feel like it's falling apart. So we're hearing a lot of kind of really nice, emotional, euphoric music as a result, I believe, including this, which is from Azure, which is a new name for me. This is called Out of Sight. Really, really feeling this kind of triumphant type of sound on the intro. It's out now on Stoic.
Yeah, nice. Time for some tasty noises. Akris Thunder, remixed by Circumference.
Wah.
This is on Transparent.
Big up Transparent. I think they're just about to celebrate their fifth birthday as well, so big up Tom and the crew. Thunder. So this is the name that I really, really love to see every single time, because Fawn's earliest releases came out on One More Thing, and this reminded me that Fawn, I need to get in touch with you, so I will be hopefully before you even hear this show. This is Diagonal, which was on the Mission 3 compilation that Vision dropped. Was it the start of this year or the end of last year? I can't remember. Please refresh my memory. But anyway, it was out on Vision and it's amazing. And now we're giving away the stems on Patreon. So another Patreon exclusive for all you cool supporters. This is Fawn, Diagonal.
Yes. Slice of locked in funk in the shape of Keep It Cool by Objective and Tej on Dispatch.
Great advice too. Always keep things cool, preferably below 8 degrees centigrade if you want to slow down bacterial growth and prevent food poisoning.
My ass trying don't mean shit. I think big fuck for me to keep my territory running. Change the reeds, change the pickups, and change the drops. Things have been cool for a long time.
Tasty noises.
Definitely from Harley D. And this one's called Lighter, and it reminded me to give a shout out to my mate Gerald, who I know listens to this show regularly. Last year at Sun and Bass, where there was a Randall tribute, he went out and bought, I think it was 300 lighters to hand out to the crowd so everybody could raise a lighter. We tried to coordinate it, we tried to sort it out with the MC and stuff. It didn't quite work, so there's probably still a box of 300 lighters sitting in the club in the gazebo in Sardinia and Santiadoro. But it was an amazing gesture, an amazing thing to try and do. So big up Gerald. This is called Lighter. So that was a tenuous story for me to give a big up to my friend on the radio.
Next track made me laugh. This is Cash Only. Cash Only by Sfam and Snuffy.
Brilliant names, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't smack of stoner at all. No stoner flags here.
I've got to ask, Sfam, is that like S-Fam or is it like Sfam, like spam basically? So when you are spamming your family, it's a whole separate thing, like Sfam. Or is it when your family is spamming you? Is that like a separate new word? S-Fam or Sfam, please let me know. Now on to a brand new track from Sustance. This is out now on Shogun with Scylla. Interesting bars. There's a really wicked energy to this, but I'm not too sure about the line saying like a bailiff at the door. Any MCs who likens himself to a debt collector, especially during these cash-strapped times. I don't know if I'm going to see eye to eye with, but I'm sure I'm misinterpreting it, Cilla. It's a wicked tune anyway.
What? I'm like, who's on what? Who's got the... Tell me who's got the stuff. Like a bailiff at the door, man, I'm here to take the law. When I run up in the spot, give me everything you got, got.
Next track is by Lex Rady Chamber.
Yeah.
It's on Yamatai. It's called Late Night Antics.
I'm wondering, because they had a Yamatai Writers Camp, and then I came and met them the next day, and we did a massive B2B with the Transparent guys and the Yamatai guys, and Lex Reedy and Chamber were all there. So I'm wondering if that was actually made within hours of that session, and it might even be on the massive back-to-back that we did. But it's a two-hour-long mix, and I can't remember every single tune. Either way, it's a banger.
Music from Deadbeats up next. Hydraulics, waiting.
What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for frog noises. There are some mad frog noises on this, trust me.
We'll be right back.
2, something new from Rising Bristol Duo, I believe they're a duo. It's Ostera, I think we'll go for. It's Clapback. It's a really nice kind of subtle tune. We were wondering if this was like an order for the ravers to clap back at any particular point. We don't know. We're clapping all the time. The music is so good here that we just can't stop clapping. We're clapping till our hands fall off. So maybe if you want to clap back to us, Austere, I don't know. Please, someone just put me out of my misery. Turn my microphone off now, Frank.
So this next track is on One More Thing. It's this label.
Yes.
We never talk about it on the show.
No, it's a brand new label. We've never played any releases on it at all.
This track is called Confusion by Dysfunction. Yeah, it does exactly that. It's obnoxious and confusing, but I think I like it.
Yeah. I dropped it for the first time on Friday in a club in Plymouth. It was rammed and everybody went absolutely bonkers. It was a great moment. Huge, huge love to Dysfunction. I can't wait to get this EP out on Friday. It's called Confusion, by the way. Extreme. We have Veer. This is Look at the Trees, inspired by a shouty man. And I think it's the conclusion of their album. It definitely is. It's the conclusion of their album. I've got to big up all of the Veer guys who were on the show with us for a couple of weeks. And huge love to Tice as well. Go out and shout at some trees. It's a beautiful day. Big up everybody who supports us on Patreon. We really genuinely do appreciate you.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you everybody who supports us on the Reload and on Patreon. What are we playing next as we wrap up this show?
Well, we have four more tracks to go. This is Jungle Gym with Different Style on Collab.
Super minimal vibes. Love this. Jungle Gym is. I would really like to know a new artist, even though their kind of release profile would suggest it is. I think you know too much, Jungle Gym. Let us know who you are. Anyway, in the meantime, here's someone who we definitely know who is. It's Noise Parfumery representing Tokyo. This is Spin It Back Now on Kozen Prod. Love this tune. This is my Yamuk of the week. Yamuk. playing a game of contrast as we wrap up now. This is something very, very funky. Who's this, man?
It's Galaxy on Shogun. This track is called Stoic.
Yes, from their brand new album, which is sounding really, really vibey, called Form and Focus. There we go, Form and Focus. Yeah, and big shouts to all Stoic people, because that's the name of the track. I can't remember if you said the name of the track. Yeah, big appreciation and respect to everybody who can regulate their emotions, because I certainly can't.
And that brings us to the last track of this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys so much for liking, subscribing, sending us music. And of course, a big shout out goes to our Discord and Patreon communities. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. We absolutely love you. We love all of you. Thank you very much. And we're going to wrap up the show with 0 to 1, which is a brand new alias from Tom Cross. Yeah, we're feeling this one a lot. It's called On Air, which we have been for the last hour. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week. Ciao, ciao.
Got a few decks together, mixer, bought an old transmitter, put the aerials up. I'm just getting out to light about 10 miles. Every weekend we go up there Friday, put the aerials up, put the transmitter in the pipe, go and set the studio up. That's it, we're on air. Friday, put the aerials up, put the transmitter in the pipe, go and set the studio up. That's it, we're on air.
Can you help me regulate my emotions?
No, Dave.